Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are at the 13th chapter, if you'd like to turn over. 13th chapter, and we've went through the first, I think the first 20 verses of the 13th chapter. The king was Jehoiachin. And we were talking of the queen mother, Nashusta, and the king's father, Jehoiakim, and surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar, but later rebelled during Jehoiachin's reign. His armies besieged Jerusalem, and both Jehoiachin and Nashusta surrendered. Jehoiachin was sent to Babylon and imprisoned, 2 Kings 24:1 to 12. And Jeremiah's prophecy came true. In every prophecy Jeremiah spoken was came true. The Negev region is the dry wasteland stretching south from Beersheba. The towns in this area would be closed to any refugees fleeing the invading army. And this 21st verse we're going to begin. What will you say when he appoints over you, and you yourself had taught them, former companions, to be head over you? Will not pangs take hold of you, like a woman in childbirth? If you say in your heart, why have these things happened to me? Because of the magnitude of your iniquity. There it is. Why have these things happened? Because of the magnitude of your iniquity. Sometimes things can be explained by the magnitude of iniquity, whether it be in your own life or in the lives of your leaders. You go, yeah. Your leaders, who you vote for, makes a big difference. If you vote in the devil will make sure that you have pure hell in your country. They did in King Saul's day. They did anybody that was elected as king or whatever. The devil made sure that they had hell. And that's what happens, folks, when you elect a devil into office, whether it be a mayor or whatever. Everybody suffers. You think, oh, I'm not going to suffer because I'm a Christian. No, everybody suffers. Take a look at this last 4 years of Joe Biden. Everybody has suffered under this man. Everybody. He has brought on Hills, Half Acre, and Fury into this country of the woke, the devilish, transgender and trans, every, even you name it, into our military, into our every facet of government has been contaminated and corrupt with this man's garbage. And the people that that support him and his ways, thinking, this has been one of the worst 4 years this country has ever experienced. This, I don't remember ever experiencing such evil in government. I'm going back to Clinton and every one of them. I cannot remember what's going on. I mean, what has went on? Nothing has been worse in this last 4 years of Joe Biden. Even Obama, as evil as he was and is, cannot compare to Joe Biden's evil and those that have taken control over his life and his presidency for the last 4 years. I can't even imagine any time in history being this evil in our entire existence. It has been, in the United States at least, I mean, there's been evil times in the last thousands of years, of course. But in the existence of the United States, I don't remember a time ever being as evil as it has been in this last administration. You may disagree with me, and that's fine. Well, but this has been a demonstration of the Antichrist spirit in its harshest demonstration. I tell you, it's the most evil that I've ever seen. And as I remember, I cannot tell you a time that was worse. Let's go ahead and read some more. Why have these things happened to me? Because of the magnitude of your iniquity, your skirts have been removed, and your heels have been exposed. There you go, your heels, probably these, what do you call these, queens? These drag queens has been exposed. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or can the leopard his spots? Then you also can do good, who are accustomed to doing evil. Therefore, I will scatter them like drifting straw to the desert wind. This is your lot, the portion measured to you. From me, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. You've forgotten me and you've trusted in falsehood. Forgotten me. That's a pretty serious thing, you know. When you forget God and trust in falsehood, this is a bad thing. You cannot forget God and trust in everything else, in these evil that has taken over for the last 4 years. Thank God for Donald Trump. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is a saint, but he may be a saint. He may be more of a saint than a lot of saints. I'm just saying, you can get forgiven. You can trust in God. You can begin to support Israel, and you can begin to support Christianity. And I'm telling you what, folks, the first to be last and the last to be first. You want to get something clear in your mind. The first are going to be last, and the last are going to be first. Let that soak in. Because a lot of times we get these, there's a lot of great, great men of God that think they're great, great men of God. That's the worst. That's the first and worst thing they can think. Because the first will be last and the last will be first. That's what thus saith the Lord. And that's what Jesus said. You've got to be careful who you think is first on the list and first on the totem pole and first on the, to be granted this great respect in heaven. The first are going to be last. The last are going to be first. If you forget that, you may be one of the last. If you remember it, you may be one of the first. Be careful, folks. We can never think more of ourselves than what God thinks. And we don't know how God thinks sometimes. Got to be careful. Because we might be surprised someday. We might be surprised that we may not be the saint of God that we think we are. So be careful how you think. Because these things can surprise us. Trusted in falsehood. So I myself have stripped your skirts off of your face. I've stripped your skirts off of your face. How did he do that? Suddenly stripped the skirts off his face. You know, not even the threat of captivity could move these people to repent. Not even the devil's captivity could move these people to change their mind. Can you imagine that? The people became so accustomed to doing evil and practicing evil and everything that the devil wanted them to do that they had lost their ability to change. God never rejects those who sincerely turn to Him, but God is warning them to repent before it was too late, before it becomes too impossible to change. Never put off until tomorrow those changes, those repentance. Don't put it off until tomorrow. Do it today. Do it now, because you may be too late. Never put off tomorrow repentance. Repentance is something you want to get done and get under the blood, because if you don't, it may be too late tomorrow. It may be too late tomorrow. Let's go to the Lord right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we repent. We ask your forgiveness. We ask you to have mercy on our souls. God, cover us with your blood. Forgive us. Put it under the blood. Don't let any of us suffer. Or don't let anybody in our family suffer for what we've done. Don't let anybody's family members suffer for what they've done. Put it under the blood. Put it under the blood. Because the devil, he tries to reach through the generations. And generations, generations, generations. He tries to reach through these. We stop it now by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of Jesus Christ. We apply that blood to our lives, to our sin, so that it doesn't take control, so that it doesn't affect our families, so that it doesn't affect what we're trying to do and our repentance or our family. God, stop it now with the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, we just apply that blood, and we thank you that the blood has not lost its power. The blood of the Lamb is more powerful than anything that we can name. Thank you, Lord. Let us be born again now. Let us be overwhelmed with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give it to you. And go to your Bible. That's the first part you want to go to. Go to your Word of God. You know, I'd like to, you got to be careful nowadays. You got to make sure that you're going to a church that's ordained of God. Because there's a lot of pastors now that claim to be progressive pastors. Run away from these people. Don't get involved with these people. If they proclaim to be a progressive pastor, you run away from them before they get into your spirit. Run away from them. By all means, do not get involved. I don't care how good of a preacher they are. If they proclaim to be a progressive pastor, run away. Because these progressive pastors are nothing more than Christian Satanists. That's all they are. They're Christian Satanists. They proclaim to be a progressive pastor. And they're openly supporting all the things that the evil of the Democrats do. You better run away. If they buy their wife a $200,000 Lamborghini for her birthday, run away. If they're living in a mansion, millions and millions of dollars mansion, at the cost of these little old ladies coming to church giving $5 bills, run away. If they're trying to take up offerings for an airplane and a hangar and area, run away. Get out of it. Get out of it. Get into a Bible-believing church with a pastor that's humble and knows how to give you the truth. That's my recommendation. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us. We'd love to hear from you. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.